Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey, this your boy Frank Gore. I'm listening to 49ers Rush Niners all day. That's Brain Sits Home, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. I love it, man.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. Here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, 49ers faithful fans? It is absolutely incredible to be with you on this Wednesday. Just got off the practice field not too long ago, ate a quick dinner, jumped on with the Nitty Gritty Niners, which was a lot of fun. If you joined us over there, if you haven't yet, go check out their channel. It's a lot more panel driven. It's a blast. Great people. Love Wayne, love Peachy. It was a lot of fun over there. Now, what's up, Newt? He says, finally made it on time. Appreciate it. Shout out to the Countdown crew as we keep driving this. I love it, man. And what I wanted to do today, we're going to jump into some film. You know me. We always got film breakdowns. But I wanted to do just a quick kind of thermostat check. Man, how are we feeling? It seems like, again, this is based off of Twitter, which is not a real place. Hashtag Dave Chappelle. But it kind of gives you a feel in... usually trends negative, let's be real. How are we feeling? Your individual thing, like where is your state of the franchise? How do you feel about your team right now? How do you feel about the 2021 season? Even though we're 2-3, I feel like there's a lot of positives. You know, I almost titled this episode The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. But I was like, man, I don't think everything fits into those three categories. And so like I kind of broke that up a little bit. But man, I feel like there's some great things. I really, really do. Now, is this gone the way that we wanted to? Hell no. No, not even close. Losing 3 in a row all by one score or less, like less than 7 points, like that is just not good, especially when two of those are division opponents. We definitely do not have our quarterback situation answered, even if you're one of the people that's a diehard Trey Lance, should be the guy moving forward. You know, he got the knee injury and kind of all those things that are going there. Had some rough patches as well. But there's nothing that's really solidified, right? Work it on me. He says, feeling weird. Yeah, I'm with you. And so there are still some of those things that, gosh, we got to work on. There's some shaky ground with Kyle. A lot of people are really, really upset. And Chris, I'm mad at our quote-unquote faithful fans. Now, let me just say this, and again, this is my own opinion. I'm not a gatekeeper. That's not what I do. I'm not saying who's in, who's out. Faithful means I'm staying with the 49ers no matter what. That's just, I went through Chip Kelly. I went through Singletary. I went through, you know, all those things. Like, we went through Tom Sula. What it did is, it, you know, Kelly, I feel like, sorry, Eric Dickerson. Oh, my gosh. I'm all over the place. I apologize. Dennis Erickson, dyslexia striking up again. I feel like he was the worst one ever. But you've been through that. So you stay the fan, but you can still be pissed off. You can still be upset, and that is allowed. And so that's a place that we can, you know, kind of put this out there into the space and talk and work through some things. How can some things be solved? How can some things be improved? And again, I'm going to share with you guys a lot of very physical, hard evidence. You know, as a teacher, AP teacher, you have to prove with evidence why something is or isn't. And we're going to do that today. Shout out to Adam Garcia, as always, man. Just such an awesome dude. Appreciate the gift. He said, it could be much worse. That being said, after watching the game again, I'm encouraged by our defense. Holy cow. What is it that you want to focus on? The quarterback position is the most prominent position in all of pro sports, and it's so easy to put everything on there. Golly, man, we got 11 players on defense that just held Kyler Murray to one rushing yard the whole entire game. They're averaging 34 points a game. How many did they score against us? Exactly half. There are so many positives. And if you want to focus on the negative, that's there as well. But man, do not overlook the positives. You know, I put for the good, the bad, and the ugly as I was going through those notes. I'm not going to keep referencing that. The fact that Nick Bosa is where he is after that injury last year. Incredible. Dude is... he has the highest win rate versus double teams. He has the most quarterback hits versus double teams. He's got 5 sacks in 5 games. He's got twice as many tackle for loss. He's got... I mean, the dude is literally defensive player of the year conversation coming off an ACL. That's great. You look at Trent Williams on the opposing side. There is no doubt in the close world of the NFL. If they voted today for the all-pro teams, Nick Bosa is getting it, and so is Trent Williams. Almost Trent Williams would be unanimous right now. That's how great he is playing above every other tackle in the NFL. The best. Deebo, good Lord, look where he's at. You know, he's definitely going to be involved in the conversation. So those are some things that you can look at and be like, holy cow, that's awesome. Now, Fred Warner, still playing Pro Bowl level football. I would argue he's probably not playing all pro level football currently. I'm still good, but some of the big plays have kind of disappeared when Drake Greenlaw left. Aziz has been great, but Fred's kind of having to do a little bit more than what he's used to. Let's see here. Tommy, who do you want to play quarterback versus the Colts? I'll say this. I care way more about health than I do almost anything else. I really, really do. And so I was very adamant whenever Jimmy Garoppolo left with his calf contusion, right? I do not want a 90% Jimmy Garoppolo out there. Not at all. And just like that, I sure as hell, with the mobile Trey Lance, do not want a 90% Trey Lance. You know, he had the knee issue and all that kind of stuff after getting his knee twisted and running so many damn times. So whoever is healthy, if they're both at 90%, I would prefer Jimmy Garoppolo because I don't want to damage the rookie anymore. And I don't want this to sound bad. It's probably going to come off bad, but allow me to explain myself and why I'm saying this. I wish I found a better way in my head to say this correctly. If both the quarterbacks are disadvantaged because of health, you put the immobile quarterback out there and you just allow the vet to do the best that he can because he has the experience. I do not want Trey out there if he is not 100%. That's very important to me right now. It'd be different if we're playing for a Super Bowl or whatever else, but I want Trey to build confidence long term, okay? This game versus the Colts will not define our season. It will not. It will not determine if we play for the Super Bowl or not. It will not. So Trey's future is paramount for me long term. Okay, so again, whoever's the most healthy, that's who I want out there. If they're both 100%, Tommy, I want Trey Lance out there. Or at best, actually, no, I'm going to take that back. Not that I'm striding the fence here. I would like Jimmy Garoppolo to start. And I would like Trey Lance to get 20 snaps throughout the game. Whether you give him series or you just let him come in on third and shorts or goal line packages, that's what I want training wheels getting him snaps experience without just chunking him in the water and let him run 16 times. That's not what I want. that's just not it at all. Yeah, Steven, shout out to Mitch Wisnowski and his work this year. He's played great. Really, really has played very, very well. Had some exceptional games, you know, with special teams player of the month last month, not this month, but that's there. Iron Lion, what's up, man? He says, good afternoon this Thursday from Okinawa, Japan. I love it. I had to go dark on social media because the negativity, it can get you, man. It really, really can get you. And you got to protect yourself. If you get caught up and you get wrapped up in that, yeah, you got to leave the account. You got to mute some accounts. You got to follow some non-49ers people to help balance out that negativity. Don't let that in there, man. But he goes on to say, I was happy to get the alert. Give me some positivity. I freaking love it, man. Yeah, let's have a good time and let's jump into some film. Because And this one, I'm going to put this on me. If you enjoy these film breakdowns, as always, patreon.com, type in 49ers Rush Podcast. It's the way to get them. I did a 90-minute breakdown just on the offense. I'm still going to work the defense. I got a game I'm coaching tomorrow. I'm hoping to get it done before the game. We'll see what happens. Trying to get too many things done right now. Three jobs, I ain't going to lie, guys. It's whooping my butt lately. This week has hit the old Chapman guy. I am struggling. But I'm so happy to be here with you guys. And you guys freaking keep me going. I love it. So this first play of the game. Going to get pressure. Trey Lance escapes. Whatever else. I called something wrong in this. So I'm going to call myself out. I don't know why I do this. I control this. I write the scripts. I don't have to do this. But I'm going to do it because I think it's important to understand. And it kind of opens up a little bit more of a window to the 49ers offense. Namely, protection scheme. So here's the clip, and I'm going to tell you what I got wrong later. Reading what's happening right here, okay? As soon as these guys turn and look at the wide receivers, it's man coverage for the most part. You've got one guy here, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we knew they'd be blitzing a lot. And, you know, if you can break that contain, this is not a bad play. This is a positive play. But you don't want this to be your offense. I think it's going to take a while for Trey to break down and calm down a little bit. But, hey, you get out, and you've got these guys, these linebackers at the snap, turning their backs to you. That's an empty set. You're trying to force man coverage. And so you can see he's reading to the right side, and you can see how he's turned and fixated on here. I don't know where this pressure come from. We'll watch it on the backside. But, hey, man, you get out. That's a first down scramble, and he doesn't take a hit, probably more importantly. Like, the speed of Trey Lance is real, and when you can run for a first down scramble and not take a hit, that is a huge win, and that is a huge momentum builder for the offense. Now let's see where the pressure comes from. We got five guys blocking. We're motioning to an empty set, so somebody's going to be free. We've got it accounted correctly. We just didn't run it right. And so from the start, you could see we called it wrong. And so he calls the Mike backer here, and he was wrong. I mean, we've got five blockers. They've got five guys coming, and we're going to double team one of their worst players, and we're going to leave their best player come free. So anybody that says, like, oh, man, Trey Lance just looks to run too much. Chandler Jones is coming unblocked off the edge on the first snap of his start ever, and he turns this into a first down run. You let Chandler Jones come free, and the result of the play is you run for a first down. Count your freaking, you're lucky as hell is what I'm saying. Like that, shout out to Trey, because this is all Trey Lance. And so here's where I was wrong, okay? And talked to some of my other film guys and some people with, you know, that played with the 49ers. Shout out to Rich for putting me on this. In Kyle Shanahan's system, at least with the 49ers since he came over, it's up to the quarterback to switch the protection on that. So Alex Mack calls, basically, it's just a simple numbering system, okay? So whenever you see the center point and say, hey, Mike, or whatever, 54 is Mike, whomever, that just sets the offensive guard up to know you go to the right of that. That's your numbering system. Tackle, you go to the 2 to the right of that. Tight end, you go 3 to the right of that, right? So we get a 0-0-0 call is how we call it on the high school level at the team I coach for. Okay, so that's going to help our numbers out from there on. Now it's up to the quarterback to say, okay, we want to block everybody favor to the right of that call or everybody favor to the left of that call. And he didn't correct or flip the slide protection. That's why Chandler Jones came off the edge. So in Kyle Shanahan's offense, that's on the QB. That's a lot of times where we see they'll go can, because they're flipping the protection or the design of the play. Now, they have other audibles that they can use for switching those things. Sometimes can mean turn a run to a pass or vice versa, but that's usually what you're seeing. We're sliding the protection towards the blitz. Trey Lance didn't do that. He picked up on it a little bit in the second half. So I was wrong in the video clip where I said that's on the center. Incorrect. That was on the quarterback, Trey Lance. He missed that one. And it's his first start, but he still got a first down. Like, that's what he brings to the table. He could get it wrong and still be successful because of his athleticism, because of his arm talent. And so we're going to see some of those things. Tommy, thank you for the gift. He says, Elijah Mitchell, our last pick in the draft, is the best pick in the draft. Elijah Mitchell's awesome, man. There is no doubt about it. that dude is just really, really good at football. And our offense, it shows you how much Shanahan loves him over Trey Sermon, who went several rounds earlier. Trey Sermon got two snaps, guys. Two snaps, one carry, and it wasn't until the very end. So, yeah, that's rough, man. That's rough. What's up, Derek? How you doing? He says, Chapman is a beast. Doubleheader tonight. Yeah, man, started breaking down film early this morning. Taught. It was the PSAT. Administered the PSAT at school today. Came home. Went coach practice. Was on Nitty Gritty Niners earlier, and now I'm here with y'all, baby. We put out content. That's all we do. That's all we do. Now, another thing that I want to get to, and I think this is one of the things that he has to fix, okay? This came later in the second half. Probably one of my favorite plays. Would piss me off if this was Jimmy Garoppolo doing this all the time, but again, what is a quarterback good at and bad at? One of the things that Trey Lance is bad at is it's home run or run. Like, that's it. And so what I think his best thing that he's going to have to figure out is his checkdowns. And this is one of the examples. I want Trey Lance to check it down all the freaking time. I really do. I said he doesn't make people miss, and then he goes and jumps over somebody. I apologize. I love Kyle Juszczyk. I do not think that he is an ideal third down running back, but God dang, he's incredible. This is awesome. Perfect read. Looks downfield, and again, whenever this backer, here's why you can do this. We might see it better from the other side. When this backer drops to the hook to curl zone and doesn't go to the flats, when there's not a flat defender, right here, you see that's Chandler Jones. Yeah, man coverage up here. He's going hook to curl. There is no flat defender. Why? One, two, three, four, five guys. They blitz the flat defender. That's a perfect read. Perfect read. I mean, this is a vet throw right here. If he can keep checking down a little bit more, peppered in with some of his dark, deep passes, I mean, that is just really good, man. That is really good. Nice, soft, layered. Like, it got touch on it, right? It's a touch ball. Yeah, right where it should be. Right where it should be. I mean, that's just soft, easy, catchable. Whoop! Go get him, Juice. Yeah. Man, it's so easy to pull for Juice. He's just so fun, man. One, I was a fullback, right? So I'm a little biased. I understand. That's kind of who I was. But, you know, William Floyd, bar none, baby. One of my favorites all time. There we go. So I love Juice. I love that dude. However, I do not see Kyle Juszczyk as your ideal third down running back. Pass protection, he's as good as they get. But you got to have speed in the flats, or you got to hurdle players, which you can't expect Kyle Juszczyk to do that over and over again. It's not fair to him. It's not skill set. He can step up in any situation, there's no doubt, but it's not ideal. And so if we could get a third down running back, which we will, his name is Jamichael Hasty season, baby, because he's expected to come off the IR this week and be ready to go for the Colts. That's so important because it's very clear. He does not trust, Kyle Shanahan, does not trust Trey Sermon yet. Trey Sermon's going, he's going to be the third back, okay? So it's going to be Elijah Mitchell, and it's going to be Jamichael Hasty. And Hasty's going to be the predominant third down back. That's the way they used him when everybody was healthy, right? So whenever it was Mostert and Hasty, like, that's the way that it was. Elijah Mitchell came in next, and then Trey Sermon was the last to come out, remember? So Hasty's going to bump ahead, I'm telling you that right now, of Trey Sermon. But for your fantasy people, I'm telling you right now, if Jamichael Hasty's on the waiver wire still, go get that dude, okay? In fantasy, go get him. Taryn, what's up, Taryn Lewis? This is TL, man. We were just talking a while ago. He's spent some facts earlier. Love what you had to say. Appreciate the gift, my friend. And thank you for your service as well for our country. Just an incredible man. Love what you do, brother, he says. Keep the content coming. Will do, man. Really, really appreciate you. And yeah, man, we're going to keep grinding. It's what we do here. Steven. Do you have any connections to the 49ers organization to have someone on your show? I do have some connections to a handful of people in the 49ers organization, yeah. But, man, getting people on my show is difficult in season because I have such a tiny little window to record. And this is probably one of the reasons why I don't have as many guests as I would like during the season. Because I got a 50-minute window to record a 45-minute show. And if I'm off 5 minutes, no episode can come out. Again, grading papers, all that kind of stuff. It's just too much. But I will say this, Steven, and next year is going to be different for me. You know, my wife and I, we sat down and we said, we're going to focus on this podcast. This is going to turn into my main source of income and will allow me to do a lot more things that I find I've been lacking since I've been working three jobs. Volunteering is really important to me, especially foster care, helping kids. I can't do any of that stuff right now just because I'm running nonstop. And so in the future, I'm going to focus a lot more on the podcast and be able to spend my time in the community the way that I've wanted to. And my wife, you know, we're really big into some of these things. I just haven't been able to do it. So in the future, Steven, all that to say this, stay tuned, baby. Give me a year. This is year five. We're 5.5 years into the 49ers Rush podcast, and it's grown incredibly. And I want to say thank you to everybody that's here and participating and has supported the show and the Patreon supporters. That's allowing me to start to make changes so that I can do more content and have more people on from the organization and players and things like that. Right now, I just can't. There's no way I can. And I've had some big podcast interviews set up with some big-time people. But when it's time to record, big-time people, they don't have to meet deadlines. And so they can say, hey, man, I'm running behind, whatever else. And if that happens, I'm screwed. And so I can't do that yet. But, Steven, it's coming, man. So trust me, it's coming. Mr. Superfly, do you think we're going to see a D-Buck tribute when we play the Colts? No way. There's no way in hell they will. But when they call him out of, you know, as a starter, it's going to go crazy. And his first tackle, and they mention his name, they're going to go crazy, and rightfully so. I love DeForest Buckner. I find myself rooting for the Colts anytime they play anybody besides the 49ers because of DeForest Buckner. I see that number, and I get happy. I love that dude, man. Yeah, we all do. Like, nobody dislikes DeForest Buckner, right? Like, you can't. He's that damn good and just incredible and such a good dude. I miss him. I wish we still had him. I really, really do. It's football. It's what it is. Thank you, Adam. He says, I'm the man. Appreciate it, man. And so let's jump into another clip. And this one's going to be a little bit more negative. Life without George Kittle, it's not very pleasant. Whether you're talking the pass game or the running game, you're right. He changes everything. Our wide receivers could not get space. And so, as you know, there's some plays where obviously they're in zone coverage, there's going to be space. Man coverage, Ayuk, Debo, didn't get much space this game. Really didn't. And a big reason why that was because Kittle wasn't out there. They weren't absorbed around the middle of the field. They were absorbed deep and were able to double team a lot of plays. So life without Kittle, this play, I think, shows it. Usually you have George Kittle leading the block on this toss. We don't have Kittle out there. We have Dwelly out there now. Let's see how Dwelly does. This is the difference a Kittle makes.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you have playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock. Helps a little bit. Actually, not bad. Didn't hold on, and that guy got in on the tackle, so not ideal by any stretch, but not bad either. Trent, pretty good job here. Nice reach block. We're getting some movement here. Ah, Trent lost it at the end. But you still got some positive yards. I mean, it's not like you got 2 yards. Not great. But that's a defensive win. Again. And so, like, again, like, your lead blocker on your most successful running concept, that outside crack toss, or inside crack toss, sorry, you lost your lead blocker. And Dwelly's good. He had a bad game. But he's not Kittle. There's no Kittle. There is no Kittle. There's one George Kittle. And people say, like, oh, Darren Waller and, you know, all this stuff and Kelce. No, that's a damn wide receiver. None of them can block the way that he brings. Kittle changes every single yard, every single carry by 2 yards. Okay. So if we're averaging 3 yards without Kittle, it's 5 with. That's how important he is. Now, Niner Zeno, he says, is our current defense better than the 2020 defense? Yes, it is better than the 2020 defense last year's with all the injuries, even though it's still top 10. And what we're probably better at than even the 2019 defense is against mobile quarterbacks. Holy cow. How the hell do you hold Kyler Murray to 1 yard? Should have won that game. Defense has played well enough to win the last 2 games. There's no doubt about that. Now, the lapse at the end of the game versus the Packers, we've talked about it. Defense, and again, positives. Focus on the positive. D'Amico's for real, baby. He's for real. Has he been perfect? No. There's not a defensive coordinator in the NFL that's been perfect. There's not one. Bill Belichick got freaking dominated by Davis Mills in the Texans, which have no talent on their roster whatsoever. So, like, Bill Belichick, a lot of people consider, like, a great defensive mind. And they're right. He is. He's incredible. That rookie quarterback freaking lit him up. So everybody's going to have mistakes. This is the NFL. They're good too. They get paid too, right? That's what we tell, like, our players. Hey, their coaches get paid. Their players can play too. Like, it's not always, oh, I can't believe I gave up this play. Sometimes you just have to overexceed and do better. 49ers aren't doing that right now. We've got to change the way that looks, right? But it's there. It is there. Even with Ayuk, who probably the most stress and the most frustration in our fan base is with this wide receiver that we traded up in the first round for and led our team in catches, targets, and receptions last year. What's going on with them? Well, I'm here to tell you right now, if Ayuk's covered, you throw him the damn ball. He needs targets. This dude needs to get 7 targets a game. Now, especially with Kittle's out, I expect 9 to 10 targets a game. He and Debo should be on the same page whenever it comes to targets. Watch this first down play. No separation. Doesn't matter. Trusting his wide receiver. When you have a quality wide receiver like Brandon Ayuk is, you're allowed to get him targets. We're not throwing him the ball very often. He only had 4 targets this game, but that is just such a huge conversion on third down. And the ball location is just elite. He's covered. But you throw that back shoulder and you just trust yourself and you trust your wide receiver. I mean, he is completely covered. There is no separation whatsoever. But you put it on a spot where your guy can go make a play. And Ayuk's that type of guy. I don't know why we're not using him more often like that. You can tell the motion right here. The double motion. He could have been a flat defender. Now he could be the flat defender. So you do another motion. So he widens. There is no way in hell this guy can guard the flat. So you know it's one-on-one man coverage. Watch Trey look at the safety. You'll see at the top of your screen. Let's see if his foot comes in here. There's a safety right here. Yep, you'll see him. Watch him. He just stares right at the safety. Then gets his head out wide. Delivers a perfect ball. Golly, an amazing catch by Ayuk. That's an NFL play right there. Dude needs more catches. Now, his snap counts have gone up. So, like, understand, like, it's very, very easy to be like, oh, well, this and that and whatever. No, like, Brandon Ayuk got 46 snaps out of 65. I don't have a problem with that. Yeah, I'd like him to get more. You look at somebody like Debo, right? How many snaps did Debo get? He got 56, so he got 9 more. All right, that's cool. The majority of snaps Brandon Ayuk's getting, they're not translating to targets just yet. That needs to change. You need called upon, look to Ayuk on this play. Those things need to happen. Now, wide receiver room, holy freaking cow, I'm about to get hot. Why the hell is Travis Benjamin getting 15 snaps? Why? Dude hasn't played well in the NFL since 2013 for the Cleveland Browns when Kyle Shanahan was there. Dude was on the practice squad for a reason. Nobody wanted him. You call him up from the practice squad and you demote. You healthy scratch Juwan Jennings, who has been incredible in very limited sample size for the 49ers this season. That pisses me off. Then you're going to give Travis Benjamin 15 snaps of freaking what Brandon Ayuk is doing? What the hell? What the hell, man? I don't know what he's trying to spark. I don't know what he's trying to do. That's just not what we want. That's not it at all. Courtney, she says, it honestly feels like Kyle's just giving up, especially with how he called the game. It was as if, he didn't go all in on Lance and didn't bother him if he got hurt. Man, he ran him way too many times. Shout out to Jeremy at Chubbs2B23. On the quarterback run plays that Lance had, way too many times. Everybody knows that. Design quarterback runs, there were 9. That's too many. 4 tops, that's it. Okay, now 4th down, you throw trends out the window. Once you get 4th down, especially 4th and goal, you don't, like, you're not on snap count. It's score a touchdown. That's all that matters. You do whatever the hell you have to do. Kyle thought quarterback design runs would work on those. They didn't. They keyed on them instead. And if you could have just done, like, Trey Lance just shoulder down like he's going to run, step back, throw it. Oh, just one time would have worked perfect because the linebackers were sucking in and keying on that. But there were 9 quarterback design runs. 7 scrambles on passes. Those aren't called for. Those are supposed to be pass plays, protection, whatever else he didn't see, he takes off and ran. And then 5 zone read keeps where that's, again, he reads the edge player crashing, so he keeps it. So there were 9 called, 7 scrambles, 5 zone read keeps. That's way too damn many. It's just too many. It's too many. You can't do that. And so I don't think that he gave up. I think Kyle had a bad game. I'm going to be really honest. I think he had a really bad game. And I don't think he managed things well. You kind of take that for what you want. But it wasn't all on Kyle. And it wasn't all on Trey. And it wasn't all on the offensive line. This play pisses me off just thinking about it. Ooh, buckle up, boys. Look at him looking to the left, climbing the pocket. Incredible ball. Just dropped. Hit him right in the hands. Get your ass out of here, man. That should help their quarterback, especially a rookie. Look at this freaking ball, man. That is a freaking dime. Layered perfectly. Perfect touch. Right in the freaking hands. And if somebody says something about wobbly, get the hell out of here. What else do you want from this quarterback? Oh, spiral's not good enough. Really? Their teams out there, they got rookies making highlight reel catches. They've got everybody making all these snags and nobody complaining about anything. Like, maybe we just don't have the playmakers we need. That's a legit criticism. Look at him step up in the pocket and throw this ball right in his freaking hands. He just took his eyes off of it, just like Debo has twice already. Incredible, man. Like, you are digging a hole for this rookie quarterback's bailing you out. You're a freaking, like, what, 10-year vet? Catch the fucking ball. God, that is just trash. Oh, it bothers the heck out of me, man. What's your job? Perfect read over dropping defensive end. Got a safety coming in. Perfect location. God, so good. Instead, you got to punt it because number 6 can't catch a damn wobbly ball. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, sorry, guys. Got a little hot. Dropped the F-bomb there. I was recording that at 4 in the morning. So and again, if you listened to our last Patreon breakdown, that was a 90-minute recording. Man, I got hot in there a couple of times. And like, I think, man, that's, we're fans, right? Like, we're fanatics. That's what it's short for. And it's great to get passionate. It's great to get pissed. Like, the roller coaster of emotion that sports brings is unparalleled. No movie can do that. No TV show can do that like football can, at least for me. That's why you guys are here, right? Passion's good. Being mad is good. Attacking coaches is bad. Attacking players is bad. And questioning your fandom is bad. That's not what that is, okay? So, you got to, man, ooh, embrace it, man. When you get pissed, whoo. Yeah, sorry for the F-bomb. I apologize. I try not to do that on the show. I forgot that was on the clip. And thank you to Juan Solis for breaking those down and cutting those. That dude is the best of the best. He works really, really hard as well. Sacrifices a lot for this show. I wish I could pay him way more than I pay him. He is just the best. So I just want to say thank you to him. Now, yeah, Mr. Superfly, keep throwing that word around. No mercy. I know a lot of kiddos listen to that show. I apologize for the word. It's what it is. Now, here we go. Let's pay some bills. My bookie, baby. Is there anything better than sweating out a fourth quarter win and coming away with cash in your pocket? Well, at MyBookie there is. Make your first deposit and receive double, twice as much, your money before you ever even place a bet. You double your money at MyBookie. That's a dollar for dollar match on whatever you throw down up to $1,000. Now, with that extra scratch, you can get all in on the biggest games of the week, including the Sunday night matchup, Buffalo versus Kansas City, or if you want to bet the 49ers versus Cardinals. There's so much action over there. And as if you needed any other reason to head to mybookie.ag to celebrate the start of Major League Baseball playoffs, go Giants, MyBookie is hosting a $20,000 blackjack tournament for free. Did you hear that? $20,000 blackjack tournament for free. Winning season's here, so get in the game. Get to mybookie.ag now. Use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, to get your double deposit bonus. Or you can scan the QR code on the screen right now. Again, that's promo code 49ERS. So you can double your funds to double your winnings. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right, before I jump out of here, I got two other big clips that I want to share, okay? Because I think... Again, I walked away after watching the offense feeling way better than I did after that game. I felt good. Trey played well, but he left a lot out there. Left a lot of meat on the bone. That's a freaking 21, first career start. Don't have your tight end, whatever. Not making excuses, but I'm just trying to be real. And there were a lot of holding calls, okay? And you got to put a lot of that on the offensive line for sure. This was one I'm putting on Trey. Okay, Trey Lance, this is a thing that he has to change. The timing of his pass. But again, you get this ball out on time. Right there, the ball should have came out. Might have been tipped. I mean, Brunskill's just being pushed into his lap. Like, people, okay, so why are so many balls getting tipped? This shows you. One, your O-line's getting manhandled on the right side, and you have a right-handed quarterback. I mean, how do you step into a throw when this dude's in your lap? And so now you got a bell, and, you know, you can call holding penalties against the 49ers. You can't call them for the 49ers. But this was holding. This 100% was holding. Yeah, that's holding. And that's the best left tackle of football. However, the wide receiver was open. We saw it on the All-22. It was open. You got to get the ball out in time. He didn't do it. Now you say, well, you got your right guard getting pushed back. You got to get the ball out. That's your job as the quarterback, okay? And he's going to get better at that. So those holding calls will start to dissipate a little bit when the timing and anticipation is there. And that's a big reason why I think Kyle Shanahan's not ready to trust him yet. And so that's one of the things that has to change. Timing, anticipation. Right now with young rookie quarterbacks, you see this in high school and college. You see open, you throw open, right? Trey Lance has a cannon. He can sit there and be patient. Okay, now he's open. Boom. You look at Jimmy Garoppolo, he's the opposite. Quick release and just like pea shooter, man. Like just death by 1,000 cuts because he's going to throw it before he's open because he doesn't rocket it. A little bit more of a lob, whatever. He's going to throw it before he's open. And again, you throw them open. Trey, you got to see open, throw open. That's got to change. That's a long career arc, okay? And that's just one of the things that has to change. And it's not like he was doing that the whole time, but there were some examples where it was like, ooh, that was it right there. You got to get the ball out right there. Wide receivers weren't getting separation all game, but the few times that they were missed, right? And so that's kind of the issue there. Luke, what's up, man? Appreciate it, man. Sanu has been running good routes, tough break. Yeah, that was huge. And again, Debo dropped two passes as well. I cannot stress this enough on Twitter, on my breakdowns, on this podcast, whatever. Vets have to help and excel to make the rookie quarterback correct. Not dig holes for your rookie quarterback. Mike McGlinchey, Debo, Sanu. Like, good gosh. You guys have to step up. Daniel Brunskill, Alex Mack. Come on, man. Like, help your rookie quarterback. Don't hinder your rookie quarterback. And we saw a lot of that. But I can't leave you with that bad taste in your mouth. No, no, no. Trey Lance to Debo, something we're going to be saying for a long time. This clip I really like because it showed how good Trey Lance can be. And there's still room for improvement here. Now, this is kind of the difference between Jimmy G and Trey Lance as well. Jimmy will throw that ball right there. Jimmy's not going to elongate the play and layer it. He would have let it go earlier with anticipation. He's going to use, Trey Lance is going to use athleticism. But this is a damn good play. Great pass, bro. Give the rookie time to throw it. Steps up, layers it nicely, man. Nice catch. Easy. Whenever your quarterback has time, plays can be made downfield. And you can see, man, I mean, it's nice. Very nice across the board. Very nice across the board. And props to Trey for keeping his eyes downfield. People saying he's a one-read quarterback and all that stuff. No. Look how he keeps his eyes downfield the entire time. Looks to his right, comes back across. That's a second read. Look at him. He's going to look straight to quarterback left over here. He's reading this side. Look at him. He said he's reading there. Nope. Comes back, finds it coming across, keeps his eyes downfield. Nice touch pass on the run. That's a great damn ball. He does that same thing on that interception play. It's a different game. And so, you know, you're looking for him fixing things and start to see, you know, positive things. This is great. He didn't rocket launch this. He didn't sell it. He didn't, like, understood the situation. Nice, decent, layered ball while on the run. I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. A little behind him, but hey, nothing wrong. That's freaking awesome, man. That's what we want to see. Moving, throwing the ball on the run, perfect spiral, hits the wide receiver a little behind him, but still safe because there was space there. There's so many things to look forward to, guys. Ugh. And we might have to wait longer than we want to have Trey Lance as our quarterback every weekend, week out. That's just part of it. It's just the way it goes. Don't let that ruin the fun, okay? If Jimmy Garoppolo starts, you'd be frustrated, okay? I get that. We want to see the toy. We want to develop the toy. Maybe we're just not there yet. And that's okay. It's not a bad thing. The only thing I don't want to happen is where Trey Lance goes back to the bench and gets zero snaps throughout a game. That dude needs more snaps. And that's what we need. Appreciate you guys. You are the absolute best as always. We got more stuff coming to you this week. Got to be this weekend. Thank you guys again. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.